Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. We're doing a series on young people being saved in today's world. I'm joined by my guest this morning, Ayana Odom. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you decided to be our guest this morning for the young people.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Could you share with us a little bit about yourself, Ayana?
Well, my name is Ayana Odom, and I'm 17 years old. I'm a college student who just graduated from Cleveland School of the Arts, and I attend Notre Dame College here in South Euclid, Ohio. I double major in psychology and theology. But the more important part is I got saved when I was 12 years old at a revival that Dr. Mother Barbara Jackson held at our home church, Faith Temple, Church of God in Christ. I love to sing and write gospel music, and I praise them. And I love drawing people to God, and I love to be used by God. So,
That's amazing. That is amazing, and that's why I have you here on our program this morning. Ayana, tell me, in your opinion, what it's like being a Christian.
Well, being a Christian is a big task to do and uphold. You have to deal with being judged by the world and sometimes other Christians as well. Being a Christian is having a personal relationship with our God, our Lord and Savior, and Creator, Jesus Christ. In this life and walk, we are saying no to the temporary life that the world has to offer, and yes to the everlasting life God has to offer. Being a Christian is being perfectly imperfect, a wretch undone, saved by grace, seeking for everlasting life, and being a light to the world that is so dark. Being a Christian is acknowledging that you are a sinner, and that you cannot make it in this world alone. And you need the hand of God to lead, guide, and direct you through this walk.
That is awesome. You answered that great. How are you handling the peer pressure?
For the most part, I think I handle it very well, because my age group and my generation, I call this generation the lost generation. And we are so lost. We deal with things like the parties every Friday. We have Wade Oval here in Cleveland. We have the drugs. We have, in my school, there was a group and a segment of individuals that were homosexuals. And every day I would get asked, you know, you want to go here and do this and do that, and I said, no, I'm saved and I live for God. And then it was like, what does that mean? And I went in, I broke it down to them, and I explained to them that some of the things that the world does today, I can't do anymore, because I gave myself up to God at a very young age. So the peer pressure and things, I think I handle it well, and the questions of do you want to go to this party, do you want to go drink, do you want to go smoke, I don't get asked those anymore, because they know that I live for God.
Wow. Ayana, you are amazing. I mean, I'm just blown away by your answers and the sincerity of your heart and your passion for Jesus Christ. Since you've been living for him, have you been able to win anybody to Christ?
Oh, yes. Actually, this was back when I was about 13 years old. And I started, it was like a prayer group. And it was throughout my school. And I would pass out my number to the certain individuals. And I would tell them to pass it on. And they actually started calling me a young pastor throughout my school community. And, but it was one person in particular. I can't really remember his name because it was a time ago, but I met him through my cousin, Dante Meek. And she told me about his life, and she told me that he wanted to become closer to Jesus, and he wanted to know God. So I went in and I shared what I have learned from our supervisor, Mother Jackson. Is my personal mentor in the gospel. So I would take what I learned from her and I would share, and he turned his life around, and he's actually witnessing to others as well.
That's so amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. You're letting your light shine in such a world that we live in today. And so many people said it's hard to do, but you are showing the young people through Jesus Christ that it is possible to live a life separate in this world. I want to ask you one other question. When they say all evil against you, how do you handle that? How does that make you feel when they talk bad about you because you're a Christian?
Okay. To be completely honest, because I got saved at such a young age, I dealt with a lot of the bullying, and a lot of people talked about me because I was so young, and they would not include me in any of the group discussions, and it got so bad to the point where they would tell me to kill myself. And this happened in the time period I was about 12 years old. I was like in 7th or 8th grade. And one time I got pushed in front of a car. I was walking home and the car came. It was coming, I don't know how fast it was coming up, but the young lady pushed me in front of a car. And she said, "Where is your God now to save you in this time period?"
Oh, my goodness.
I got so discouraged. And I didn't tell nobody. This is actually the first time I'm actually speaking on it in a very long time. So I got discouraged. And I was like, wow, I could have really lost my life if that car touched me. And then she talked down on God and said, "Where is he now?" But then I said, wait a minute. You pushed me in front of the car, but the car didn't touch me, so I'm yet still alive. That right there shows you how my God works. In that very moment, yes, the car could have hit me, but God blocked it.
He blocked it.
So then it went on for a couple years. I would get talked about, and they would call me Jesus freak. I've got called any name in the book. And when these times would happen, I would just pray, and I was fasting a lot back then because I needed the power of God to reign in my life. So when that would happen, I would talk to Mother Jackson, and I would go to her for support and guidance, and we would pray, and we would go to a scripture, and she would tell me the scripture, break down the scripture if I needed a better understanding of what it was talking about. And then she would always say to me, "Hold for God's unchanging hand." Because in certain situations like these, nobody is going to have your back like Jesus has it.
That's so true. That is so true.
Just recently, to share, October 9th of last year, 2018, I was hospitalized, and I was in a psychiatric unit here in Cleveland, Ohio, and they were talking about my depression and my anxiety. But while I was in the room, I spoke to God, and I said, "This is not your will, and this is not your way." And every day, I would walk around talking to the children and ministering to the children. I would tell them, yes, we're in a place such as this, but God has a better plan, and God has a better way of putting us in situations to minister to certain people. We're here for a reason, but we cannot stay here. Because that's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to be down and out. He wants us to try to commit suicide. He wants us to leave God and come join him. But we cannot let that happen.
That's right, Ayana. I am so touched by your testimony. And I hope parents that are listening have their children listening and the young people listening to you today. Ayana, could you please encourage any young person out there that may be going through thinking that they cannot survive society today?
The thing is, the world wants us Christians, us young people in particular, to say, no, if they cut us off, there will be no more church. And we are always told that we are the church of tomorrow. Well, I say the church of today, because we are the ones that carry the church on our shoulders. But when you feel down and out, I want you to just go into worship. There's something about worship. Closing your eyes and meditating on who God really is to you, who God has been in your life. He's brought me through depression. He's brought me through multiple suicide attempts. And I just give him glory and honor because of who he is to me. There's a song that says everything. And it's by High Tribute. And it goes to say he's my master. He's my savior. He's my healer. See, when you go through certain things, you have to speak to your mind. The scripture says, as a man thinks, so is he. You have to think joy. You have to think peace. And another scripture says, so resist the devil and he shall flee from you. You have the power of life and death in your tongue. The tongue is the most powerful member of your body. When you begin to speak life, you see things manifesting in your life. See, when I was down and I wanted to kill myself, I said, no, not so. I will overcome this. I will see the light of day. I will begin to be happy. I will. See, you have to get that mindset to want to make it. Because there are going to come times where nobody is going to be in your corner. You're going to feel like that no one has your back. But I come to tell you that Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's with you on today. And he wants to see you happy. He wants to see you manifested. He wants you to live the life, have it that more abundant. So you just go into prayer. Get you a mentor. A mentor in the church. I prefer the elders of the church. But get you somebody that will stand firm with you and lead God and direct you. Pray with you and for you. And develop a fasting life. There's something about those three things. Worshiping, fasting, and prayer. Those three things have helped me come a long way. And I come to tell you today that I am not suicidal. I'm living a life for God. I start school next month, and all is well. So, and I want that for you all on today. So if you just follow those three things, worship, develop your fasting life, and have a prayer life, then those things will have you manifesting. And just a major thing that I left out, praise. If you know that God has brought you from a long way, you have to give him praise because it's due his name. And though he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but there's something about giving credit where credit is due. So if you take those four things, worship, fasting, prayer, and praise, then all will be well. Amen.
Amen. Oh my goodness. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.